You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got to turn your mic up a little bit. And just until we get everything adjusted. Yes. You know, ever since the live remote that we did, it's taken a while to get everything back to normal again here.
Has it?
Yeah, but it's getting there. It's getting there. Anyway, so it's good to be back in the studio, isn't it?
It is. I tell you, it's taken, we got back late Monday night, and it's taken most of the week to get back on the same time zone and get our bodies back to normal.
Isn't it funny how that is? Like, you go out of town, it shouldn't be any big deal, right? You go out of town for 4 or 5 days, and when you come back, it takes so, especially when you go from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the flight out to the West Coast, that was almost a 4-hour flight to Vegas, so.
And it's faster coming back, and I once asked a friend of ours who's a pilot, is it faster coming back because the rotation of the Earth is going in the other direction?
Isn't it the headwind?
That's what he said. He said it's because of the wind.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I can't believe that. Because I would imagine that if you are fighting against geosynchronization, that you'd get there faster because you're going in the opposite way of the rotation of the Earth. But apparently I'm stuck in Flash Gordon world when it comes to that sort of stuff.
So. We had a great time at the Olympia. Of course, we were working at the Live On Labs booth, so we got to see a lot of our fans, or fans or listeners, I should say.
Yeah. And the people from Live On Labs were really cool.
They were really nice.
Yeah, Cindy and her husband Les, who run the company, are genuinely wonderful people. They're the kind of people that, regardless of how you would meet them, you'd want to be friends with them. And mm-hmm. they're just such kind and generous people. And they made us feel so welcomed and comfortable. And then Sylvia, who I've worked with for, I don't know, maybe 8 months now, 7 months, via telephone and email. It was so fun to finally meet her in person as well, because she is a ball of energy, isn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she is.
I mean, she's
really
something.
She's a cute little thing.
Yeah, yeah, she really is.
And Rachel, she basically set up the booth, and we worked with her and Amy and Felipe.
Felipe is their web guy, yeah, uh-huh. graphic artist and web guy.
They
yeah.
all worked the booth, so we got to know them pretty well. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool. It was very, very cool working with them. Doing the live remote, as those of you, okay, so first of all, we've gotten some emails about the audio of the live remote not being there. That's been fixed this morning. But what you'll find out when you listen to the live remote was it was very difficult to do a remote with that amount of noise in the background. It was just unbelievable. If I turned my head even slightly away from the microphone, my audio dropped out dramatically. It was amazing.
It was just way too noisy, and there was way too much going on.
Distractions and people screaming, and there were actually midgets a booth away from us, midget wrestlers performing, and then they would have like these sound effects that they would play and noise, that people screaming. It was just...
Well, one of the booths right down from us had a DJ playing. They were spinning records the whole time.
And I'm talking about they were blasting
loud
the music,
music
so strong that you could feel, when you walked past their booth, you could feel the air coming off of the speakers. It would hit you like a fan. You could feel it.
And wasn't it BSN that had pole dancers?
Yes. Yes,
they had girls pole dancing the whole time.
Which I think was a little much, to be
honest. I agree with you there.
I mean, I understand that it's all about bodies and all that sort of stuff, but I think that that was just a little bit over the top as far as I'm concerned.
And Live On Labs does have a new product coming out. We had it there at the booth, so we actually got to use some of the product, but it's going to be starting to ship on November 1st. It's our alpha lipoic acid.
And it's liposomally delivered, so it means you get all of it. I mean, it all becomes bioavailable. It all hits the bloodstream. It's all available, and it's an amazing product. And it's like 250 milligrams of our alpha lipoic acid per pouch. So this is really exciting for to use with your post-workout meal, to use before meals if you're interested in trying to use. I mean, Adele Moussa just talked about our ALA as the number one supplement for people who are trying to regain insulin sensitivity as an insulin mimetic. And so we know that it's been around forever, and it was studied by BASF. The fitness community has embraced it. Now there is a amazingly high bioavailable super delivery liposomally delivered R-ALA for the first time ever.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, no, it's not easy for me to say, apparently. So anyway, yeah, that was very, very exciting. And then we also had a chance to sit down with Ron Pena and Shannon Yorton Pena. We had breakfast with them one morning, and I didn't even realize we were there for 3 hours. You said, you know, we were there for 3 hours. It went so fast.
Those are the Quest people, by the way, if you don't know who their names are. Yeah, that was interesting. Shannon actually, we were talking to Shannon about the Victory Bar that we tried, and she told us to try the VPX bar, the Life Lift bar.
Yeah, and we did.
I
gotta say something. I was disappointed in the version of the Quest
Victory
Bar, which they're
bar.
Calling the Victory Bar, which was not a victory for them, in my humble opinion. But I'm sure there's people out there who love it, and I'm not taking anything away from that. So we tried the VPX bar, and I know VPX makes great products. Okay?
Life Lift is the name of the bar.
The product is called Life Lift, and if anything, it needs a life boat or a life raft or something to give it life again, because by far, this made the Oh Yeah bar actually taste like it had flavor. The Life Lift bar is gross. The first time in my life, I mean, I can eat anything. I can eat cardboard if I think it's good for me, and we neither one of us could finish that bar.
No, I spit it out.
It was disgusting.
It was awful.
And it was supposed to be chocolate chip cookie dough, and it tasted like coffee to me, actually.
Well, actually, we were at Vitamin Shop, and the guy that worked at Vitamin Shop told us that the only bar they sell anymore is the Quest bar.
Yeah, he said, he pointed at the shelf, and by far, the Quest bars have the largest facing of shelf space of all the bars. He said, we just put all those out this morning. He said, by tonight, they'll all be gone.
So when we tried the Victory Bar, you got a couple emails from people, and they were talking that you were promoting the Quest bar.
I admitted that while I didn't like the Oh Yeah Victory Bar, I love the Oh Yeah Crunch Bars, the ones that are like Kit Kats. I mean, I do like those.
But that one of the listeners also mentioned about the Quest Bar getting hard.
Yes.
So you addressed that with Ron.
So we talked to Ron Pena. He says, you know, one of the problems I think that the listeners don't understand is that the Quest bar, you got to keep buy them fresh. He goes, no. He goes, they were right. Those bars were getting hard too soon, and that was a problem. They tested 150 different versions of protein powder combinations. The bars don't get hard. He says you can leave the bars in your car for 6 months and they'll be as soft and chewy as they are when they're new. It was because of the protein that they were using that was causing the problem. It was drying out in the bar.
So they switch protein sources.
It's still a high quality protein like it was before. It's just actually more high quality and it doesn't dry out over time. So the bars don't get hard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to rush and eat them in 3 months, in other words.
And also, I think it was Alex Leaf that had mentioned that there, and we talked about this last week, but you may not get to hear that show, so just in case, the double chocolate chunk bar, the new bar, that it said caramel coloring on the label, it's
right.
Actually not in there.
No, and in actuality, here's the thing. There are lots of things that are considered that fall under the category of caramel coloring, other than, and Ron told me the caramel coloring that is the dangerous one, the one that they don't use, they stay away from. He said there's lots of things that fall under the heading of caramel coloring. He said that word will not be on the next label. It just won't be there because they're not using caramel coloring. They're using something else. And he told me what it is, but it's not caramel coloring. It's something, he didn't tell me this, but it's like something like cocoa, let's say. But because it adds, they're using it for color and not flavor, it comes up as caramel coloring on the label. That's not going to be there anymore.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, there's no caramel coloring in their bar. So.
And then lastly, they have a new recipe booklet that I just wanted.
This is so cool.
I grabbed a couple of them from their booth, and they actually had Pop-Tarts that someone made out of the
vanilla almond bar. Yeah.
And they filled it with sugar-free jam.
So you take a vanilla almond bar, two of them, and you roll them out with a rolling pin so that they're nice and square and flat. And then you put one down and you put some sort of filling in the middle of it and you put the other one over it and you take a fork and press it down around it and you've got a Pop-Tart. That's 40 grams of protein.
Then you put it in the oven and you broil it for 4 minutes. And then you top it with a mixture of protein powder and peanut butter if you want to. You don't have to.
To make an icing, basically.
To make an icing for it. And they had a replica.
And these are all created by people. This was not created. This is the interesting thing about this, right? When a product is so good like this, and this is why these companies like VPX and Oh Yeah are probably pulling their hair out. They're like, oh my God, we have to get a part of this market. The problem is you can't come in and go, oh, we want to get a part of this market, because what Quest's core strength is sticking to making high quality products. It's not making protein bars.
And they've got some new exciting products in the pipeline.
And so these recipes were not created by Quest. These are recipes that were created by average people said, this is what I learned works so well. And that's when you know a product is great. When people start remodeling it and working with it and giving their own variations of it.
They actually have a cinnamon roll. Recipe made with the cinnamon roll Quest bar.
Right.
So you should get one of these little booklets, and there's about, it looks like there's
six
about
or eight recipes,
on here, and they're really good recipes. So hopefully you get that when you order your Quest bars.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
And then really quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to Sean Medeer from GLC. We talked to him as well.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
The Actistatin product is not available for sale yet, but it will be shortly. I think he said November also.
Oh, November 1 on the Actistatin. And actually, John Parker said he got some.
Well, he got it. Like we get it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? He got it. I've told some people, like, call and say you're a fan of Supremo Radio. And I told that to the guy in California just recently. And tell him that you want to try to get the Actistat. And it's not labeled for resale at this point in time. That's the problem.
And doesn't he have another new product coming out?
So Sean's Actistatin product, the reason that it's great is not only because it's the greatest combination of glucosamine and chondroitin, but has a drug delivery system that he has 3 patents on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, it's all about bioavailability, not about how much you take. It's about how much gets into your body. So Sean has discovered how to deliver these things better. Well, one of the byproducts of delivering these things better is that the drug delivery system, if you will, that makes Actistatin so bioavailable also seems to have beneficial effects on the flora of the stomach. And so they're going to come out with a probiotic product that uses this delivery system to not only deliver, it's kind of like this. Dropping probiotics in your stomach is like dropping grass seeds on the earth and using a power seeder, which punches it down into the dirt so that you know it's going to grow, is what GLC is coming out with for probiotics. It's going to literally plant the probiotics into the lining of the stomach as opposed to just dropping it there and hoping that they take place.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
That we're going to talk about a story a little bit later in the show about pills that are made from human fecal
poop.
Yeah, poop.
I told you, if they can find a way to get people to eat poop, they're going to do it. It's here, folks.
So
we have to take a break. We've gone long. But when we come back, we also have to give a shout-out to some fans who came by the show as well.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give some shout-outs when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. new from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So we have some shout outs to give. You know, usually we do this sort of stuff at the end of the show, but we have to do it at the beginning of the show because we, so many people were so kind to us and made us actually feel like celebrities.
Yes.
Really.
It was fun.
I mean, it was so much fun. First of all, I got to give a shout out to somebody who's listening in Louisville today. My daughter, Sydney, who played a fantastic game of field hockey last night, which is, I got to believe that field hockey is one of the most frustrating games in the world because the ball is stuck in the grass and the stick looks like, it's broken. It's like trying to move a ball with a spoon along the grass. But they played great yesterday, the Atherton High School, which, by the way.
Hey, Sid.
That's the high school you went to, Atherton. Uh-huh. So yeah. There you go. Okay, so let's get back to, we have to start off with this one. So we're at the Live-On Labs booth, working like booth people, right? Pitching the product to people.
Back to my sales days.
Yeah, right?
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. And so Elisa and I are standing there at the front of the booth, and this group of about 5 people come aboard, 2 guys, 2 gals, and a child. And so I'm telling them about the R-alpha-poic acid. And this one girl, really cute. In fact, who did I say she looked like?
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. She looks like Audrey Hepburn, right?
She's pretty girl.
Very pretty girl. She leans over to the other girl next, who is also attractive, and whispers something, and I could swear I hear the name Carl Lenore. So I smile, and I go, excuse me, what did you just say? And she looks at me, she goes, I just told her that you sound just like Carl Lenore. And I go, I am Carl Lenore. And it's Amanda Wallach.
That was the funniest. We laughed about that. Well, because then I recognized her and I said, are you Amanda? And she's like,
you did say that. That's
right.
Yeah. And then her husband, Brian, and their muscular, like ripped to shreds, handsome little guy, their son, Landon.
He was what, like 9, I think?
And he listens to the show.
Yes.
And he's like, and he is exactly what a child should look like at that age. He's a boy. There's no doubt about it. He's not overly ripped, but he has no body fat on him at all. Shoulder, you can see separation in his shoulder, his biceps and his triceps. He works out. He listens to the show. He's really conscious about eating properly. There's a kid that they've given a gift. He's going to be healthy as he ages.
Yes. Yes. And their friends were Heather and Eddie.
Yes. And Heather and Eddie also, and everybody took pictures and it was really nice. And they also sent us a wonderful email. And also said if we are in Vegas, let's get together for dinner, and we will take them up on that next time we're in Vegas.
So then we were sitting outside. It was really cold inside the convention hall, and so Carl had to make some phone calls. So I said, let's go sit outside in the sun for a few minutes, just, you know, get out of the booth and out of the convention hall.
And I was on the phone.
Carl's sitting there on the phone, and so this guy starts walking up towards us, and he goes, aren't you Elisa? And I'm like looking at him going, I don't know this man.
Right, right.
And I looked at Carl. He's on the phone. And the guy said, you're with Superhuman Radio, right? And so anyway, he recognized us. His name was Stu from New Jersey.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
Really, really nice guy. And it's really, really well educated. He's been involved. He's a scientist type. I mean, been involved with a lot of technical and scientific projects over his life and loves the show.
Been listening every
for years.
Yeah. He said for years.
Yeah. It was really nice. And then, I had a couple. So this young lady comes up to the booth and I'm telling her about the product and she's looking at me, but I can tell she's not really interested in hearing about the products. And she goes, she looks at me a couple times, and I'm like, well, would you like to try a shot of the vitamin C? And she goes, well, actually, wait a minute. She turns around, and she goes, my husband wants to talk to you. And this fella comes over, and it's Michael McGregor. I'm sorry.
Oh, Malcolm
McGregor. Thank you.
And his wife.
And again, they came over and said, you know, we came by the booth. We wanted to meet you. We listened to the show.
They took pictures with us.
They bought product. They were so nice. They bought product too. His wife wanted that vitamin B, didn't she?
She wanted that vitamin B, yes.
Very, very cool. Who else? Oh,
Elaine and Brad.
She is the coolest.
She's so cute.
She's so much fun. She's what you ever meet one of those people that you just meet them and seconds later you feel like not only do you know them well, but you want to hang out with them.
Uh-huh.
That's Elaine Williams. She was so cool. She came over. We took pictures with her and
Brad,
which I think he's on Facebook too.
Building by Brad. And he competes and he just actually won a competition, I think. But her sons listen also.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah. Her sons listen also.
Yeah. She was very, very cool. And she called me a celebrity, which that's when I was like, oh, I'm not a celebrity.
and Jason Dow came up to you and was asking you a ton of questions, and he sent you a message later saying that he could have stolen your whole night with questions that he has.
And another guy who came by who's known on Facebook as Mark Incognito, and I have a funny feeling Incognito is not really his last name. That was Marco who came by and gave me all the paperwork. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, he actually lives in Las Vegas, and this guy is very well informed. We had so much fun. He actually came by the booth twice. The second time he came by to give me some great information about possible future shows and some research that he's digging. He was very, very cool. And then we had a couple from Brisbane, Australia.
Paul and Gina.
Yes, they came by and they wanted to take pictures with us. And it was just so cool. And you know what? It's so awesome to meet these people who are listening to the show and hear the things they like about the show, the things that they'd like to see different about the show. I mean, it's just wonderful to get that feedback.
And Tom Scott came by right before we were getting ready to start Casual Friday, so we didn't get to talk to him much. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, we were actually just about to go on the air. But that was so nice meeting everybody who came by the booth. It was.
And then we did go to a barbecue with Aaron Singerman. And his wife, Darielle, had a barbecue the night before
the Olympia meeting
started. And we got to meet Mitch Barham and his wife there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
And there was Lane Norton was there. I saw Lane. I just said hello to him. There were so many people there. And you and I were looking to get out of there because Elisa figured, hey, we're going to Vegas. I'm going to bring some really cool summery outfits. And she wore one to the barbecue, and it was 50 degrees out.
It was so cool out.
Poor thing, you were actually shivering at one point.
Well, I was so cold, I couldn't get warm. You know, it was so cold, you get chilled to the bone. And who goes to Las Vegas and thinks it's going to be 50 degrees at night?
Yeah, right, right. It does get cold. I mean, living in Las Vegas, I can tell you, living in the desert, it gets very cold at night in the wintertime, but it's sunny and warmer in the daytime.
But it wasn't
wintertime yet.
No.
That's the whole thing. So it was pretty shocking. And you were really cold. And we actually ended up leaving because
it was too cold. Yes.
But they were nice. And Aaron
Norton was at the barbecue.
Yeah. I said hello to him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was standing in front of the bar at one point in time. And I said hello to him. And he goes, oh, you got your hair cut. That's what he said to me.
Oh.
I guess my hair was longer last time he saw me. But it's funny because I said that Aaron Singerman has now become like a, a rapper. He has like a whole entourage. They have to rent out an entire house, a compound, so that everybody can stay there with them. He's got, his sister-in-law was the nanny that weekend. She was taking care of little Asher, who I am officially Uncle Carl now too.
And PJ was there.
PJ Braun was there. We were talking with PJ and hanging out with him. So yeah, Aaron is like the P. Diddy of the fitness and supplement industry now. He has his entourage.
So, I think that's it. We're going to move on to some stories now.
Yeah, we probably go ahead and take a break to kind of punctuate it since we're talking about the Olympia all this time. And we have a lot of great stories in traditional casual Friday form to talk about. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Casual Friday. This show is brought to you completely through the efforts of the lovely and talented. Who's, you know what? It's funny. That will become your name eventually. Like Prince was just the lovely and talented.
Well, people would walk up and say, you must be the lovely and talented, at least.
Yeah.
I think that's what Stu said to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. So she will be officially known as the lovely and talented. We don't have to call her Elisa Profumo any longer. So there you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3422.
8473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, I failed to say Paul and Gina from Brisbane, Australia. Their last name is McTavish.
McTavish.
I couldn't find the
email. She was really pretty.
Yeah. He was great. They were just very bubbly, sparkly people. They were full of life.
Okay. So it's cold and flu season.
I'm sorry.
You should have seen Carl and myself before we got on the airplane, and while we were on the airplane, we were Carl got us some nasal spray, and we both had our own little nasal spray to keep things moist.
Yeah, saline,
up there.
Saline. And we dosed out on vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C before we got on the plane. We took more vitamin C while we were on the plane. Every 15 minutes, we were blasting ourselves with the saline nasal spray.
Made sure the little air thing was pointed away from us.
Yeah, opposite of what Dr. Oz tells people to do.
Yes.
And so, so far, so good.
But as we talked about last year, the gym is the germiest place around.
Yeah.
So I've got some tips here on things to do to fight the pesky gym germs. It says to make sure to use the sanitizing gel in the gyms, and I wouldn't use their sanitizing gels because they have, as we all know, they have triclosan in them.
Right.
So I found one from Vitamin Shop. It's called Cleanwell. It's an all-natural hand sanitizer, and it smells like it has
oregano oil in it.
And some kind of lavender. It's alcohol-free. It says it's safe for kids, and it's a moisturizing formula. It comes in a little spray that you can carry around, and they also have little wipes as well that you can carry in your handbag.
Yeah.
Because I have read somewhere that the remote in the hotel room is the dirtiest piece.
Oh, I bet it is.
Because they don't wipe it down.
So I know.
As soon as I get into a hotel room, I always wipe the remote.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes.
Oh, when as soon as I get into a hotel room, the first thing I do is I lick the remote clean. Just joking.
Okay. And then back to the gym. Avoid touching the spout when drinking the water fountain. You drink from the water fountain.
Yeah. Some people actually put their lips on it. I've seen that before.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know.
Bring your own yoga mat, which I always do.
Who doesn't? Right.
Wipe down all of the equipment before you use it. It says to use your own sanitizing wipes.
But a gym towel is good. You just have to get the sweat off of it. There's a lot of people that just leave sweat on it. You just want to get that off. That's really what you want to do.
Wipe down the handles of the elliptical machine and the treadmill where you push the buttons, of course. It says to wash your weightlifting gloves routinely and with detergent and hot water.
Okay, now I gotta make a confession. So when I first started training, I wore gloves and I never washed them, and they stunk so bad that I actually just threw them away one day. I thought, I'm not even going to bother trying to wash them. If you don't wash your gym gloves, they will smell like dirty black socks.
Well, of course they will.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought they were, hey, they're gloves. I never had gloves that stunk before. But then again, I never worked out in them before either.
And your five fingers need to be washed every once and again.
You know how I know when my five fingers need to be washed?
Because they stink?
Because the people next to me on the treadmill pass out. I got to wash my five fingers again. I forgot.
Always place a towel on the gym equipment. Wear flip-flops in the locker room. Cover up any wounds with antibiotic ointment and bandages. Do not share towels. Thoroughly wash your hands for at least 30 seconds after each workout, which is something interesting
that's
that I read just recently. that you should always use a paper towel instead of the machines, because when you put your hand under, you know, the machines that dry your hands,
right.
All that does is it just takes germs and spreads them out into the air.
Right.
So you should, because after you wash your hands, there's still bacteria left on your hands, so you should use a towel.
Towel to rub it off mechanically.
Yeah, mechanically rub it off. And once
This was a big one. I never thought about this.
Once you get home, get out of your sweaty gear as soon as possible, which I don't do. And I should.
Yeah. I don't do that either. I mean, sometimes I come straight to the studio, if it's a day where I don't shower and sauna, wearing my gym clothes, I'll wear them for the rest of the day. So I have to start, I guess I'll have to just strip off in the car and walk out of the car naked to the gym, to the studio.
That's an interesting
thought. And here's another way not to get sick. Never, ever, ever eat a pill that has poop in it.
But I thought that was supposed to help you from getting sick.
Well, okay, so let's talk about this for a second, right?
Okay.
This is something that I was first introduced to when my mom was in the nursing home, and she had C. diff. She had gotten C. diff in the nursing home, never had it before. And so when you get C. diff, you have constant diarrhea, and you become dehydrated, and you can die as a result of that. As an old person, you can die from this. And so I spoke to the doctor that was treating her, and he said, we want to do a fecal implant. Is there anyone that lives in the Phoenix area that is a direct relative of your mom that can come down and donate feces? And I'd never heard this before. I thought I misunderstood him. I said, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. He goes, yes, we want someone in the family to donate their poop so that we can then implant it.
Did he say poop?
Yeah. Then we can implant it into your mom. But they were going to implant it not down her throat, but, you know, through her rectum. And he said that this will then recolonize the intestines with healthy flora. And, you know, at first I was kind of repulsed by it, but then I thought, wow, this is really interesting, this whole concept. Now they have pills that are made from the flora found in poop, and you swallow them.
Yes, they put on a triple coating of gel.
They're enterically coated so they don't open up in your stomach.
But they separate the fecal matter and they get the bacteria out of
it. Right.
And then they take after they extract.
How'd you like to
bacteria,
have that job? So what do you do all day? Well, I separate the bacteria from poop.
Once they have the bacteria, they put it into a gel-like capsule that's triple coated so that it will pass through
the stomach and get into the lower intestine
and then that's where opens up and stays. But before that, when they were doing the fecal implants, they were doing that through throat tubes,
right? So depending on where they wanted to introduce this fecal matter, whether it was in the lower intestine, the upper intestine, so on, they would either go in from your backside, or they would go down your throat. And back in the day when they went down your throat, some of that poop was up far enough in the GI tract
stomach
that you would burp up like
stinky burps.
How do you explain that one?
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. I didn't poop myself. It was a burp. I had to eat poop earlier today. You know, how do you explain that?
Evidently, a guy by the name of Dr. Thomas Louie, who is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Calgary, devised this new way.
And
good
for him. It's basically enterically coated poop bacteria, so it just dissolves when it gets into the intestines.
So days before starting the treatment, patients are given antibiotics to kill the C. diff. On the morning of the treatment, they have an enema, so the new bacteria coming in have a safe, clean slate.
And this is what I talked about. If you've ever heard me talk about probiotics before, and any time we've had anybody who's an expert on probiotics come on the show, I said, is there any way to kill all the bacteria and replant new bacteria like you do to your lawn? And so that's what they do.
They take 24 to 34 capsules of the bacteria needed at one time. They take all of those at one time, and the pills make their way to the colon and seed it with the normal variety of bacteria.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So yeah. There you go. They are now eating poop, and they're getting healthy for it.
Did you see the picture? I know this has been going around for a little while on the Facebook, but there was a picture of a pregnant woman lifting weights, and
I think we're going to see more of this too, because pregnant women are starting to get the idea that it's healthier for them and their child.
She looks pretty good. I mean, she's very pregnant, but you know,
she's not carrying a lot of body fat.
No.
And you know what's interesting about this? There was a girl at our gym a couple months ago, a month and a half ago. She was not a member. She was like a visitor and she was very pregnant and she was working out. And she was actually doing Smith machine squats and stuff like that. And I gave her a thumbs up. And I said, good for you. I said, you and your baby are going to be so much healthier as a result of what you're doing. She goes, well, I'm glad you think that. She goes, you got to see the weird looks I get from people, especially women. They look at me like there's something wrong with me. I said, just ignore them. I said, you know the truth. And that was it. I think we're going to see more and more women who understand that exercising during pregnancy is actually the best thing they can do for their baby.
Well, let me ask you this. This woman is 8 months pregnant. And she's doing CrossFit.
I don't know about that.
8 months pregnant with baby number three, and CrossFit has been my sanity. I've been CrossFitting for 2.5 years and strongly believe that pregnancy is not an illness, but a time to relish in your body's capabilities to kick ass.
Well, I agree with her on that. I don't know that the problem with CrossFit is the objective is to keep pushing yourself harder and harder. As long as she is dialing it down a little bit, but still using the CrossFit model, I have no problem with that. But if she's trying to make new PRs and stuff while she's pregnant, that's a mistake. But understand this, you know, 300-400 years ago, a woman being pregnant didn't keep her from doing the hard, laborious work that was required of women back then who worked side by side with their husbands on farms and stuff like that. You know, a woman didn't go, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm checking out for the next 8 months. You go ahead and toil the land and do what you have to do. They worked right up until they had to. Couldn't work anymore because they had to deliver. And you know what? They delivered healthy babies.
Well, yeah, but I think CrossFit may be a little bit too much.
Well, again, okay, so she could be using the CrossFit model where she's doing three different.
It down.
But if she dials it down to 50% of, you know, and she's not trying to make any new PRs,
mm-hmm.
and she's just using the CrossFit model, that's no different than somebody who's doing squats and bench presses
right.
and anything else while
right.
they're pregnant.
Right.
I mean, you just don't want to go so extreme.
Well, and we talked about this last week, but they're calling rhabdomyolysis the CrossFit disease.
Well, and you know why? And actually, CrossFit likes this. And think about this for a second. If you look at society as a whole, and you look at societal phenomenons as a whole, we are attracted to things that are extremely risky.
Right.
Risky behavior. We love
yes.
risky behavior, right? When they started putting the warning things on cigarette packs, kids wanted to smoke even more so. So it doesn't surprise me that people would be attracted to CrossFit because other people are getting hurt doing it, because they just want to prove to themselves that they're stronger than those people. But yes, rhabdo is a very, very life-threatening phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be an idiot to push yourself into that condition, because you have to put – it doesn't happen by accident. Rhabdo doesn't happen by accident. Rob Regish suffered from rhabdo, and he will tell you that he was an idiot one day. He went to the gym and trained for like 6 hours straight like an animal.
Really?
Yes. So the notion, you can't, rhabdo doesn't happen by accident. You have to set out to destroy yourself. And guess what? If you do that, you're an idiot. So while it is a phenomenon of CrossFitters, any CrossFitter who does get rhabdo was pushing themselves in. They weren't doing things sensibly. And I don't think CrossFit condones people working until they get rhabdo. I think this is a phenomenon like the Quest Pop-Tart that people are taking it to, you know, they're doing their own thing with it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find fault with CrossFit about this. I find fault with anybody who is stupid enough to do something to that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Okay. So do you want to talk about, do we have time to talk?
Well, we're actually in the break. We have to take a break right
okay.
now. Before I want to try to stay on the clock today.
Okay.
We have to take a break. But when we come back, we've got lots of great things to talk about in true Casual Friday form. Thanks to the lovely and talented. I'm going to say that over and over again until people stop calling you Elisa Profumo and just refer to you as the lovely and talented. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
So, I guess finally, 4 years later, the FDA has decided that our chickens will no longer be fed arsenic.
Oh, thank you. You know what it is?
4 years later.
In their defense, it took the scientific minds at the FDA a long time to be convinced something that we've known for 1,000 years, and that arsenic is a poison. For some reason, they just didn't get it. I mean,
70% of the chicken, hogs, and turkeys raised in the U.S. are given arsenic. Right. 70%.
Right. And don't forget, what's wrong with that? You end up with the arsenic in your body when you eat those chickens, hogs, and turkeys.
It's a carcinogen.
Yeah, and it's a poison.
On Monday, the FDA announced that the licenses for 98 of 101 arsenic-based animal drugs will be withdrawn.
Why just 98.
Why didn't they go the full 100?
Well, interestingly enough, the company who holds the patents on most of these is Pfizer. And the one that they're keeping around, apparently, which is called nitarosone, or nitarosone, or, you know, you say potato, I say potato, is one that's still available on the market. It's sold under the name of Histostat by a subsidiary of Pfizer's called Zoetis. And that one is still available because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous. You know, it just baffles me. You know, and this is juxtaposed to the story we're going to talk about after this, but it just baffles me that the brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume.
The FDA acknowledged that several recent studies about the arsenic compounds in animal feed raised new safety concerns in a letter on Monday. The FDA denied the petitioner's request to revoke a fourth drug license for the nitrazone.
Yeah.
Saying more research is needed.
Now think about this. Okay, let's play a game here, Elisa. Okay,
I like games.
Okay, so here's the game. This game is called "What does the FDA really do?" Okay, so let's say a bunch of people sat in a room, and they were told that we're going to feed chickens and pigs and turkeys arsenic to make them fatter. We know it's poison, we know it's a carcinogen, but we're going to kill these animals way before they can die on their own or develop cancer. But the only thing you should be aware of is that arsenic will be in the flesh and you will be eating that arsenic as well. How many people in that room of 100 people who are not scientists would say, I don't want arsenic in my food?
100%.
Okay, right? But then you take the geniuses at the FDA, the scientific, brilliantly scientific people who are here to protect the American people. These geniuses, they are not convinced that arsenic is dangerous. You know what? This is a joke. The FDA is a joke. We are the laughing stock of the globe because all of these things have been outlawed in other countries already.
I'm raising my hands.
Please go. Yes, young lady, what would you like to say?
Center for Food Safety reports that arsenic-containing compounds were first approved as animal feed additives in the 1940s and remained legal in the U.S. for use with chicken, turkey, and swine products for years, despite the European Union, Japan, and many other countries determining the drugs were unsafe.
Bingo. Now, remember, these are countries that our government likes to paint the picture of that they care less about their people than the American government cares about its people. Just keep that in mind, right? We always talk about, oh, these countries, they don't have good hospitals. They treat their people poorly. Their people are prisoners there. But meanwhile, they have the common sense not to feed their people arsenic. And they don't need the brilliant FDA to tell them that it's dangerous or safe. You know what? The FDA should be, I'm telling you, they should just fire everybody and level the building. Level it. And start, there's gotta be some sort of, Indian burial ground under there that as soon as you walk into the FDA, you lose all common sense. It's terrible. It's terrible. And then, on the other hand, we have this, chief medical officer for Newsday, Delthea Ricks.
Okay.
She's another genius, okay? She should go work for the FDA. In fact, I'm willing to bet she's bucking for a job with them because she just did a butt-kissing piece in Newsday saying that the FDA needs greater oversight over the supplement industry. And she uses lies, complete and utter lies, to prove her point. She said that there are more adverse reactions and to taking supplements than there are to pharmaceutical drugs, which is patently false. Over 500,000 people, estimates go between 500,000 and 750,000 people a year die from taking their meds the way they're prescribed. And she holds that against the backdrop of 1,260 reported adverse effects in the supplement industry, calling for the FDA to have greater oversight over the supplement industry, acting like they don't already have oversight over the supplement industry. They already have all the power they need to shut companies down. They do it regularly. They don't need more money and more oversight.
Where did she get her statistics?
Oh, she's the chief medical writer for the Newsday. So here's where she gets them, right? She goes to sleep at night and she dreams something. In the morning she wakes up and goes, that had to be real because I dreamt it last night.
The Alliance for Natural Health responds to her anti-supplement Newsday article, saying that that they were grossly disappointed in this article's inaccuracies, substantiated statistics from unnamed experts, and contraindications.
Contradictions.
I couldn't read it. I need to zoom in
okay.
on that.
That's okay. You know what? At least, unlike Delthea Ricks, who probably can read this stuff a little bit easier, at least you're citing the truth.
I need to start using my Kinsey eye drops again.
Is that what it is? Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, it's shameful. And you know what? And every now and then we get people who stick their heads up and say these kind of stupid things, but the majority of people know it's nonsense. Everybody knows somebody who's had adverse reactions from a pharmaceutical drug, but a handful of people know somebody who's had an adverse reaction from a supplement that they bought.
Is she like in bed with the FDA? Unnamed experts? Why, you know?
Unnamed experts.
Tell us who the experts
are. Okay, so I have an unnamed expert. Hold on a second. Please just hold on a second. I have to go on the phone. You there? Okay. Tell me about Delthea Ricks. Really? Her accreditations are all phony? She's trying to get a job with the FDA? Well, I have an unnamed expert that just says that Delthea Ricks doesn't know anything about what she's talking about. Thank you very much. I'll call you later. I promise I will not reveal who you are. There you go. Okay. I have an unnamed expert, too, that said, Delthea Ricks, you should take her articles and line the bottom of your birdcage with them because she's not telling the truth. So there you go. Delthea Ricks. What a joke. What a joke. But thank God there's the truth out there. Thank God there's organizations like Life Extension and our radio show to tell the truth about these things.
Yes.
The FDA is a fraud. The FDA is, I've said it before, they are either the most inept or most corrupt organization in the world. And that neither of those are acceptable for the position that they hold of trying to protect the American people while furthering things that can help us. Remember what it is.
I hear people all the time say, well, you can't use that because it's not approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
If anything, that's the reason to use it.
Yes. Just really quick here.
Please.
I know you and Adele yesterday talked about statin drugs.
Right.
And I read an article on the worldhealth.net that cholesterol drug statins right. may slow human aging.
By influencing telomere length.
By influencing, yeah.
But I predict that they're going at that from the angle that statin drugs reduce inflammation.
By telomerase activation, statins may represent a new molecular switch able to slow down senescent cells in our tissues and be able to lead healthy lifespan extension.
But okay, so let me put on my critical thinking hat for a second. Click, okay? Have you ever seen people who are on statin drugs? We have friends that are on statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Do they look like they're aging well to you? Tell me the truth.
No.
Okay. That's it. I don't need them to do it because let's put it this way.
But why would they?
Because somebody wrote a study. They're no different. They don't use critical thinking filters to go, oh, this is something that we should talk about.
But well, okay. So they're not talking about the side effects that you're getting from the statins.
Bingo. So okay, great. Your telomeres are long, but you've got dementia. Your brain is shrinking. You've got myalgias. You've got rhabdomyolysis, which comes from statin drugs, by the way. That's the pain. And muscle wasting of a side effect of statin drugs. You've got all these negative things, but your telomeres look great, buddy. So keep taking it. It's idiocy. It goes back to my old analogy that, you know, there's some nutritive value in the undigested pin oats and horse manure, but you don't eat horse manure to get that. Sure, that maybe these things have some sort of beneficial effect here and there, but when you put that against the backdrop of all the negative effects that they have, it's a losing proposition. And as Adele pointed out yesterday, there may be a small group of people who have a certain type of mutation, an APOE mutation, that would benefit from taking statin drugs. But that doesn't mean that it should be applied to everybody out there. No, this is nonsense. This is all about repurposing drugs. They've got this arrow in their quiver. They're just trying to find more and more ways to sell it. That's all it is. All right, we have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about Monsanto today?
We are going to talk about Monsanto, okay. And then we're going to talk about fluoride again, too.
Oh, good, good. Two subjects I love. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. By the way, for you 9 listeners out there who haven't tried Aura MD yet, crack open your wallet and pay for shipping. You got a free bottle of Aura MD. Go to superhumanradio.com. Find out what the rest of us already know. Get the fluoride out of your toothpaste. Get the surfactants and silicon sand out of your toothpaste. Get the sodium lauryl sulfate, which is rotting your gums, out of your toothpaste. And put something in your mouth that actually will promote healthy microbiome of your mouth and make you kissable. Your breath will smell so good. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, we're gonna save Monsanto for later because I actually have to take it down a notch. I do. I don't want to just. I get too wound up with some of these topics.
Okay, so I just want to talk about a couple easy stories so you can relax and he's snoring over there. So have you seen many monarch butterflies this summer?
I've only seen a couple. We talked about that because Elisa spends a great deal of effort, time, and money on specific plants that do nothing else but attract butterflies and hummingbirds.
And bees.
Well, a lot of the stuff you do attracts bees.
Right.
But specifically hummingbirds and butterflies. You have actually, what, now four big butterfly bushes. These are bushes. They call them butterfly bushes because butterflies love them.
Well, and also milkweed. The butterfly bushes, milkweed, Russian sage is another one that's really big, and you know the Russian sage kind of looks like a weed.
It smells great,
but it smells awesome.
And every day there's hundreds of bees on the Russian sage plant.
So evidently the monarchs are dying off as well as the bees. They're not the monarchs. They migrate from Mexico through the U.S. to Canada, and while during their migration, they actually plant. They have eggs that hatch, and the older of the monarchs die off, and the babies
continue on.
Do
we know where they plant, where they lay their eggs?
In the milkweed.
But do they do it like on the way in the United States and when they get there?
Yes, on their way through the United States.
Okay.
And then once they get to Canada, they migrate all the way back to Mexico, and it starts all over again.
Right. Right.
They're not making it back to Mexico.
Yeah, because they're dying here.
Well, because the U.S. was upset with Mexico years ago because they were cutting the trees down where the monarchs migrate to. So they stopped cutting the trees down.
So let me make sure I understand this. So we imposed our will on Mexico to protect the monarchs. At
yes.
one time.
Yes.
Now we know what's killing the monarchs, the same thing that's killing the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's glyphosate.
Well, yes, and it's because it's killing the milkweed, so they don't have anywhere to lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So what everybody needs to do, everybody out there in the superhuman nation needs
milkweed.
To plant milkweed in their yards.
Yeah.
Everywhere, plant the milkweed so that they'll have somewhere to plant their...
Good news about milkweed, it grows without your effort, and it grows big and tall. You just plant it. We used to use milkweed. When I worked on the racetrack, horses love to eat milkweed. They love it, love it, love it.
It says, not long ago, the vast corn and soybean fields of the U.S. Midwest supported enough milkweed to ensure plenty of monarch habitat. The turning point was the year 2000. That's when the farmers began using GMO
Roundup.
Crops. Yeah,
the Roundup.
And the Roundup. And, of course, the use of the herbicide-resistant seeds meant the more use of the Roundup.
Right.
And that's what's killing off the milkweed.
Right. So the butterfly. So here we have a situation where we imposed our will on Mexico to do the right thing, and that was wise of us to do. I wonder if Mexico and Canada are going to do the right thing and impose their will on us and say, stop killing the milkweed, because now you're the ones that are killing the monarch butterflies.
And this person in the article that I'm reading said, to be clear, it's not the GMO crop. It's the herbicide that goes along with
it. Right.
But it's still.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like saying it wasn't the sandwich that made you sick. It was the bread on the sandwich that made you sick. Well, it was still the sandwich.
And in the article, it says that the monarchs are a very resilient species and aren't likely to disappear completely, but if their habitat continues to dwindle, then their migration and
they will dwindle eventually.
Yes, exactly.
In other words, if we don't do something, if we go, oh, they're okay, they'll be fine, you know, they'll get used to it, then eventually we could be looking at the same problem with the monarch as we're seeing with the bees today.
And it says in the article, does the average person miss a monarch if it's not there? Probably not.
Right.
But I mean, think about it. Have you noticed many butterflies this year?
Well, you know, it's funny about life, okay? You know when you miss it when it's not there anymore. When you sit down with your grandchild and your grandchild shows you a picture of a monarch butterfly and you go, man, I remember when we used to see those. And your grandchild goes, granddad, apparently there used to be a beautiful butterfly like this, but they're not here anymore. When you'll go, man, I wish we would have done something about that.
I saw a documentary about the monarch's migration. And
it's amazing.
It's amazing if you could see what they do and what they go through and how beautiful they are in flight all together. There's, you know, hundreds upon thousands of them on these trees in Mexico. I'd love to go there and see them.
See them, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, plant some milkweed next spring for the monarchs.
That's a good idea. I absolutely am interested in doing that myself. Here's something that I'm not opposed to, because it's not genetically modified, but it is a hybrid, and I love it. I want to get one of these. It's called the Tomtato plant. Tomtato, which is a hybridized version of a cherry tomato plant whose roots grow white potatoes.
And evidently, because of the potatoes, it makes the
tomatoes,
cherry tomatoes, a lot sweeter.
I bet. And they look and see again, this is not GMO. This is getting nature to do something that it does naturally, which is hybridize.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take seeds of two things and put them together, but nature will bond them together the appropriate way without doing things that are against nature. So this I'm for. I'm all for a hybridization like this.
It says, horticultural mail order company Thompson and Morgan, which is selling the plant, said the hybrid plants were individually handcrafted and not a product of genetic engineering.
Bingo. Yeah. And interesting enough, they were launched in the UK first.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now what Monsanto will do is they will genetically modify something so that the tomatoes and the potatoes grow together, but there'll be a mutation instead of a hybridization. So, yeah.
So we should plant some of these next year.
I like this. I like it. I wish they would have one with yams.
I bet
based on the popularity of this particular plant, I'll bet anything that they are going to come out with other versions of plants, things that they can combine, especially if the flavors have an influence on each other. So theoretically, if the potatoes have some sort of influence from the tomatoes and vice versa, they'll start combining like a lime tree with tequila. I don't know. You know, but I mean, you know what I mean? They can actually start working with flavors and putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really interesting.
And just really quick before we go back into the break.
Sure.
Evidently, the health editor from the BBC News Online has an article here that exercise can be as good as pills.
Impossible. Wait. Before we can say that, we need 1,000 studies. We need a bunch of brainiac geniuses. And then we need the FDA to stand over it and go whether or not they believe it or not.
The work in the British Medical Journal looked at hundreds of trials involving nearly 340,000 patients to assess the merits of exercise and drugs in preventing death. I can't believe they spent the money on the these studies.
Yeah, I know. They have to study it. We need to study the sun to make sure that it really does rise in the east and go down in the west. It may be an illusion. We need to study this. It's like they're spending all this money studying things that if you apply critical thinking skills, you realize that there's some sort of benefit. No, we need to study it. Could it be exercise could be better than drugs? No, couldn't be.
Too few adults exercise. Only a third of people in England do the recommended 2.5 hours of moderate intensity activity, such as cycling or fast walking every week.
But 2.5 hours, that's a half hour a day.
In contrast, there are an average of 17.7 prescriptions for every person in England in 2010 compared to 11.2 in 2000.
Yeah. And you need more than a half hour a day. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. But you just may have to not watch that particular TV show that you watch every night for an hour and put in an hour a day to work
out. Who has time for TV?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. If you're living the right lifestyle, who has time for TV? Great point.
Yes.
But there is one TV show you should always make time for, and that's Superhuman Television. I don't want anybody listening to the show who watches the TV show to say, hey, Carl said I shouldn't watch TV.
Superhuman Television.
Yes, and the website will be up next week, superhumantelevision.com. So you'll be able to see.
And Carl's getting really good.
I look like a goofball on TV.
He does not. He looks really good, and he's really, you know, it's like you're a natural on television. So hopefully we'll get the YouTube channel up soon, and people can watch it.
All of my radio listeners who have never seen my face will be scared when they see me on TV. They're going to jump back and go, oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. That's his face. All right. Be warned, okay? Keep the children out of the room. All right. We'll be right back with more.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Who would have ever thought that people would say that? I'm moving to Russia. That's
you,
so funny.
Did you have my mic on?
No, no. I just turned it on. During Elisa was reading an article, and she goes, that's it. I'm moving to Russia.
Well, it just gets worse and worse with Monsanto.
You know what it is? It's all about exploiting American people. They just don't care. They don't. You know, it's not just Monsanto. Monsanto wouldn't be able to do what it did if we had people in government who cared about more than their own campaigns and tenure in government.
Okay, so I have an article here in front of me that total GMO ban to be considered by Russia within weeks. That's why I said I think I'm going to move to Russia.
Right, right.
As one of the few nations in the world with a GMO-free platform, Russia does not allow any cultivation of GMOs for commercial purposes. Their regulatory agencies recently suspended the import and use of an American GM corn following a study suggesting a link to breast cancer and organ damage.
Right. That was the French study. So they're taking it seriously as well.
The Russian Prime Minister has now ordered the same agencies to consider a possible ban on all GMO imports into Russia.
I applaud Russia for doing this. You know what? Look, Russia is just saying, you know what? We don't know whether it's good or bad, but we're not going to expose our people to it in the meantime until we find out. Isn't that the way you would treat your own children? Isn't that the way you treat anybody you care about? You know what government is like? Government is like a mom has two children and somebody comes to them and says, hey, I'll give you $1 million to kill one of your kids. Which one you want to give up? And the mother actually contemplates it. Well, let me think, that one's a pain in the ass. I mean, government sells us out all the time. They don't stand hard and firm when it comes to protecting us. The Russian government is saying, look, we don't have the answers, but we're not going to expose people to it in the meantime. The American government says, we know everything. We're right about this. It's safe. You need to eat it. It's terrible. I applaud Russia for doing this, and I'm sure that you can bet that Kerry and everybody else is going to be up there going, hey, no, you can't do this. Monsanto's a big company. You can't do this to us. It's unit to America if you do it to Monsanto.
El Salvador has also recently voted to ban glyphosate.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Everybody sees the writing on the wall. So you have to ask yourself, are our people, the FDA and our government, too stupid to see it? Or are they too corrupt to acknowledge it? Neither one of those are acceptable.
Denmark has also imposed widespread bans on the spraying of glyphosate in response to research showing that the sprays have been contaminating the country's groundwaters.
Yeah. And that's why it's showing up in everybody's urine. And then we've got this idiot, John Kitzhaber, who apparently was the governor of Oregon. He's obviously in Monsanto's pocket because he's out there trying to get legislature to protect them.
And he's been getting funds from Syngenta and Monsanto for his campaign.
This guy, you know what? These politicians all, I don't know what to say. I wish they would eat the stuff and just get sick from it. You know what I mean? Because they're the ones who deserve this. I don't know who John Kitzhaber is, but those of you who live in Oregon know who he is, and he's got to be a jerk. I mean, he's clearly corrupt to be doing this. I mean, all these other countries are opting out of poisoning their people, and then you got a guy like Kitzhaber who's going, well, you know what? We need to have a relaxed approach to poisoning our people. We need to poison them faster.
It's frightening.
It is frightening because the people running the country don't care about the people who make up the country. That's the frightening part of all this.
Okay, so.
And you want to know something else? I got to say something.
Okay.
Government is shut down right now. Who the hell cares? Really? Is it affecting anybody out there other than when I go to PubMed, it says, we're sorry, government is shut down right now. I mean, is it affecting anybody?
Well,
you know why they don't want anybody to realize that we can get by without government?
Why?
Because we can get by without government.
Did you hear the story about the World War II vets that went to?
This is complete idiocy. I did hear about this.
They went to, they evidently have shuttles that shuttle these World War II vets because they're in wheelchairs and on oxygen, and they had a plan trip there, and they went ahead and went. And this is World War II. If you've ever seen it, it's open air.
Yeah, it's not
in a park.
Right.
It's an open air memorial.
It doesn't have a gate that has to be unlocked and locked by federal personnel.
You can just walk up to it.
Right. And what they did was they barricaded it and put guards out there to keep people from approaching it. So think about this. Government is shut down. The objective is we don't have any money to spend on anything. They took something that they spend zero on and they spent dollars on it to make it harder for people to get to. This is a government that's trying to prove that they're invaluable.
Now they're saying they're going to penalize the 80-year-olds that went to the
memorial
because they were doing something that was against the law.
You know what? This government is gone. They are gone. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Tea Party, Liberal. This government is gone. It exploits and murders its people. Let them stay closed. You want to know the truth?
Okay, so there is going to be another Monsanto march, the March Against Monsanto. It's going to take place October 12th. It's going to be held in over 400 cities around the world and scheduled in 47 of the U.S. states.
Yeah, and you won't hear a word about it on the mainstream media.
The event will protest the controversial use of genetically modified organisms and the dangerous heavy use of pesticides in our food supply.
And now think about this. Our people have to do this The government will not
pay
attention.
And you will not hear about it in the news.
Right. And the government won't pay attention to them. You won't hear about it in the media. But then you have countries like Russia going, you know what? We just don't know about GMO, and we're not willing to sacrifice our people's health to find out. Do you talk about the opposite approach to governing people? Say what you want about Russia, but at least they care more about their people than to exploit them the way the U.S. is exploiting its people right now.
So evidently, March Against Monsanto has a website, March Against Monsanto. Just Google that. Or you can visit their Facebook page to find out more. It's going to be, I think, at 1 p.m. at the headquarters in St. Louis is the time that it will begin.
What day is it?
October 12th.
Boy, I wish we could go.
The
We're not going to be here.
The day after my birthday.
I know. Want to spend your birthday there, Elisa?
In St. Louis?
Yeah.
Sure, if you want to.
You know, St. Louis is a fun town. They've got great jazz and blues clubs and great restaurants. And,
Italian restaurants.
Yeah, St. Louis is a great place. It may not be a bad idea to go there, and we'll join in the march.
We could.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Anyway, so there you go. Some updates on Monsanto and the government. And you know what? I heard that they're going to rename the White House Monsanto House because they're so entangled with our government that they're going to just do away with the separation of who these two entities are, and Monsanto is going to become the government. So there you go.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Hopefully they'll go out of business before any of this stuff happens, because the reality is they can't force us to eat their crap, and that's the one thing that they don't have. Unless you see some politician like Kitzhaber writing some legislation that says that every person in the United States is responsible to eat a certain amount of genetically modified food every single day. That's the next thing you're going to say.
So, Adele Moussa posted, everyday paleo maniac's worst nightshade nightmare is the Tomtato plant.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. It's a nightshade and a potato altogether, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Fragosa said, there are some people out there who can't eat nightshades and because of illnesses, and they stay away from them. But the majority of the paleo community can, and they're not getting ill from them, so they can still eat eggplants and tomatoes and stuff like that. And then there are people out there who are staunchly, like Dr. Peter Rouse, he's staunchly against nightshades. He says, you know what? I don't care if you don't feel it's doing something to you. It's doing something to you.
And what is it doing?
Well, nightshades are poisons. There are certain nightshades. I can't think of the name of them right now. Maybe if Adele is listening right now.
He is.
But there are certain nightshades that were back in medieval times used to poison people. I can't think of what they are. I want to say, and I could be really, really wrong about what I'm about to say, but I want to say that, not magnolia, but there's a plant that grew wild in Nevada for a long time that was like hemlock. It was a poison back in the old days. It'll come to me probably after we start talking.
So Adele posted something from PubMed. So does that mean he has access to PubMed?
No. If you go to PubMed right now, and I'll go there, right? If you go to PubMed right now, it has this big box at the top when you do a search, right? So let's just say nightshades. Yeah, NIGHTSHADES, nightshade. When you go to an individual study on PubMed, it says PubMed is open. However, it is being maintained with minimal staffing due to the lapse in government funding. Information will be updated to the extent possible, and the agency will attempt to respond to urgent operation inquiries. For updates regarding government operating status, see USA.org. So, in other words, what they're saying is, hey, you know, we had to cut our staff back because of the government shutting down, but I don't see it affecting anybody. I don't see the government. I don't know anybody who's going, oh my God, the government shut down.
There are government workers that aren't getting paid.
I understand that. And those are the ones that are feeling this, but I have a funny feeling that they make up the narrowest percentage of people in our population. That's my bet. And I feel bad for those people, but you know what? It just goes to show you that the ones above them, you know, we don't need them after all. We just found out. So anyway, but yes, PubMed is still open. It's just not updating as quickly as possible. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
All right. We have to take a commercial break. We have more to talk about, and we do have some listener comments and questions at the end of the show as well. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, brought to you by the lovely and talented.
Alisa.
Say it with me. Say it, everybody, together. The lovely and talented.
Alisa.
The lovely and talented.
You have to use my name, too.
No, no. The lovely and talented. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Alisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So our chief scientific officer, Adele Musa. You know what? I keep Facebook closed now during the show. By the way, this is one of the German mashups, just for Adele. I love this song. I just opened Facebook up, so Adele answered a couple questions. Want to get out of the way really quick. The deadly nightshade is known as Belladonna. What a beautiful name, right? Beautiful woman, Donna, right? And it is so lethal that a few of its berries, one of its leaves, or even a small portion of its roots are lethal to a human. The other thing he said is that the statin effects on telomere length is independent of inflammation. And he does point out a couple issues, studies about that. But more importantly, and something he brought to mind that I forgot about is, so the scientific community is telling all of us who want to improve telomerase, that we should stop fooling with it because it leads to cancer. But now that the statin company, the statin drugs have this effect, you can see that they're going to start promoting it.
That's interesting.
So the pharmaceutical companies are just like the government. They want it both ways. They want to tell you not to do something when they don't want you to do it. Then they want you to tell you to do it when it makes them money. So interesting. Very, very interesting. And thank you for the information, Adele, keeping me on track here. And that's belladonna. Stay away from it. The deadly nightshade. They used to write about it in poetry. You know, belladonna was used to kill people. Well, it's a nightshade. So there you go.
Okay, so evidently there was a report written in 2007 about water fluoridation, and it was the Joint Irish Houses of Parliament draft report on water fluoridation in Ireland. It was prepared for the Department for Health and Children. It says that it states strongly, even if fluoride levels in the water were slightly reduced, we could not recommend that this water be used to bottle feed babies. And it strongly recommends that the government take the fluoride out of the water.
Completely out.
Completely. Well, that has been suppressed since 2007 until it was published on the internet this month.
Wow, 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 7 years.
The report states that the Department of Health's assessment of the overwhelming benefits of water fluoridation is not justified. We believe on the basis of the international studies there would be no long-term increase in dental decay if fluoride were not added to Irish drinking water, and we note that dental health has improved to the same degree in countries where there is no water fluoridation.
And here's what I'd like to see. So this is where that sovereign immunity comes in, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to see the people who are telling us that fluoride is safe and forcing fluoridation of all water, whatever government agency that is, I want to see the person at the helm who made that decision go to jail or at least be sued and financially destroyed. Because that's what would happen if you were an average person and you harmed a nation of people.
The report continues disturbingly. While positive aspects of fluoridation have been overstated, the growing negative impact has not been properly recognized. The committee is disappointed and alarmed that no general health studies have ever been carried out, particularly considering that 4 in 10 15-year-olds are now affected by fluorosis. And for those of you who don't know what fluorosis is, it's mottled dental enamel, and it makes the teeth kind of a brownish, spotted kind of look.
Looks like your teeth are dirty.
Yeah, it looks like, and it's permanent. That is permanent. You cannot get rid of that.
Right.
Because it happens to the tooth bud when it's forming. So your child is going to have that for the rest of their lives.
Never mind the fact that your child's IQ is going to go down because of the fluoride in the water. Anybody who drinks tap water today is crazy. And boiling it doesn't get rid of the fluoride, as you pointed out, Elisa. It actually concentrates it.
Well, and then we talked about the fluoridation in the water, and I listened to that story, and, man, I was pounding on that fluoride, that story,
right,
that casual Friday. But Alex Leaf sent me this article. It's about the top 10 dangers of fluoride. And I'm just going to read them off.
Please.
Accumulation of fluoride in the body.
So it accumulates. It's not something that just passes through.
Mm-hmm. Babies and children excrete less fluoride from their kidneys and absorb up to 80% of ingested fluoride.
Jeez.
Fluoride and bottle-fed babies. Bottle-fed babies receive the highest doses of fluoride.
Yeah, it's in the formula.
Well, it's not only in the formula, but it's in the water that you boil.
Right.
And it's concentrated.
And you know what I noticed? You know that company that makes the dietary drink for elderly people?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
They now make one for children too. They're telling parents, you know, your child just needs one or two of these a day to get all of the nutrients, and it's all high fructose corn syrup and soy protein.
The American Dental Association, the biggest advocates of fluoridation.
Yeah, and also the biggest advocates of amalgam fillings, by the way. Mercury in your mouth.
Sent a November 6, 2006 email alert to its members advising that parents should make baby formula with low or no fluoride water. Why? Mm-hmm. Okay. Fluoride and reproductive problems. Fluoride given to animals at high doses destroys the male reproductive system, mm-hmm. but it's okay for us to drink in copious amounts.
Yeah, right.
Fluoride and brain damage. It's apparent that fluoride has the ability to interfere with the functions of the brain. This was from the Natural Research Council.
National Research Council. This was
2006.
So we've known about this since 2006. Okay.
The EPA has fluoride among about 100 chemicals for which there is substantial evidence of developmental neurotoxicity.
Yeah. But nobody's taking it out of the water. This is what I mean by this. It's like, so all these agencies, all these organizations, all of these people have seen this, known this since for 5, 7, 8, 10 years, but no one is moving to take the fluoride out of the water or even openly discussing it. You don't even see open discussions where they're going, look, we need to rethink fluoride. They're just like leaving it alone. What's that old saying? About somebody who stands, but without taking a position in the time of trouble, like you're the worst in the world. I can't think of it right now, but the EPA should come forth and say, look, we need to have discussions about fluoride. I think we need to get out of the water.
Fluoride and lowered IQ.
Yeah, we talked about this.
There have been 24 studies from China, Iran, India, and Mexico that show an association between fluoride exposure and reduced IQ. According to the National Research Council from 2006 again, the consistency of the results in the fluoride IQ study appears significant enough to warrant additional research on the effects of fluoride on intelligence. This is 2013.
Right.
There's
right.
been nothing.
Well, how about this one? This is really a good one. So there's a lot of precocious puberty in the United States, young girls having their periods at 9, 10, and 11 years old, growing breast tissue, young boys starting, puberty at 9, 10, 11 years old. Well, I never even knew this. Fluoride is associated with early puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from reduced IQ, studies have shown an association between fluoride exposure and impaired visual spatial organization and fetal brain damage, as well as accumulation in the human pineal gland to very, very, very high levels that fires off early onset of puberty. Think about that. Your kids are going through puberty at 9, 10 years old today. We don't understand why. They're saying, oh, well, it's the hormones in the milk. No, it's the fluoride in the water.
One of the earliest fluoridation trials in the U.S. from 1956 reports that on average, young girls in the fluoridated community reached menstruation 5 months earlier than girls in non-fluoridated communities. 1956.
Right. Yeah. And they're still putting fluoride in water. Fluoride in the thyroid, we've known all along because it's a halogen. So it competes with iodine at the thyroid. Fluoride gets into the thyroid. Iodine cannot because it can't displace it. And so you have poor thyroid function. We've known about this for a long time.
Fluoride and arthritis. Fluoride causes symptoms of arthritis. I never knew that.
No, neither did I. No.
According to an article published in Chemical and Engineering News, because some of the clinical symptoms mimic arthritis, the first two clinical phases of skeletal fluorosis could be easily misdiagnosed. That was from 1988.
This is another one from 56. And I didn't think about this, but when I read it, I thought it makes sense because of what fluoride does to your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fluoride and bone damage. Two-fold increase in bone defects amongst children in fluoridated community from 1956. A two-fold increase in bone defects in children. 1956, they knew about this. In fluorosis and frequency of bone fractures in children and adults in highly fluoridated water in Mexico.
This is shocking.
No one's talking about it. Why is no one talking about it? And, of course, fluoride and hip fractures in the elderly.
Yes.
That goes with fluoride and bone damage. Led to fluoridation treatment of water led to a higher number of fractures, particularly hip fractures in the elderly. This was discovered in 75 and then reestablished in 83, 86, 86 again, 89, and 1990, 1990 again, 2002. I mean, they, you know what they say, a good study can be reproduced. They've reproduced this results all along since, 1975. But meanwhile, you have these poor elderly people having hip fractures constantly. Fluoride makes your bones weaker. It works on your bones. It works on your teeth.
Well, I have to say, since we talked about fluoride a couple weeks ago, I went on a investigation, and Whole Foods, I know I talked about this. I think I did. Whole Foods has reverse osmosis water.
Yes.
It does not have fluoride in it. You can take a gallon jug to Whole Foods with you. You can get a gallon of reverse osmosis water for 39 cents. And there is no fluoride in that water.
The only problem with it is there's also no minerals of any kind in there. So what I would suggest is you take the RO water and you buy... There's products out there for adding electrolytes to your drinking water.
We need to do that.
And add it back in. Because now there's another question. So you were reading something this morning that said that all bottled water is fluoridated. And I'm starting to wonder if they fluoridate spring water.
Okay, here's a list of how to avoid fluoride, and I'm going to just read it out quick. Avoid processed and packaged food. Buy fluoride-free toothpaste or MD.
Or MD.
Avoid fluoride treatments at the dentist. Filter your tap water. Don't drink soda pop or coffee or iced tea at restaurants. So do you have to bring your own drink?
Well, you have to buy bottled water from Europe.
Don't drink bottled water with the exception of European water.
Bingo.
Order European mineral water in restaurants. Drink beer and wine imported from Europe. Don't use tap water.
So that means Napa Valley water. Oh, is it because they water the fields with fluoridated water?
Yes.
So there's fluoride in the sand that gets taken up. Oh, my God. All we drink is wine from Napa Valley. Now we have to – I like French wine better anyway.
I like Italian wine. So, yeah. Don't use tap water if feeding your baby formula. Of course, you need to breastfeed. Don't smoke and don't use Teflon nonstick cookware.
Uh-oh. I have a Teflon frying pan that I still use. We have to do a show on cookware. We
yes.
have to do a show on cookware.
Okay. So there you go. That was a great article, wasn't it? Thanks, Alex.
Do we have more to talk about, or are we running close to the end of our
topic? We can talk about listener questions and stuff.
Can we? All right, so let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll hit the listener comments and questions. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, brought to you by Elisa Profumo, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, longly long, long, long.
Come on. Welcome back to the Bob Marley Festival. Burn those spliffs, man. Okay. So we have lots of good things from listeners.
Okay, so the article that I just talked about a few minutes ago about exercise can be as good as pills,
mm-hmm.
that was sent to us by Connor O'Sullivan.
Excellent.
And he said, "Hi, Carl. Yet more proof that Superhuman Radio is ahead of its time. Exercise can be as good as pills." And then he posted the article.
Excellent. And thank you for that, Connor. Then, of course, Vince Napoli posted a story about a Kentucky man who for the past 5 years has been eating nothing but raw food. He's a follower of Arjunas von the Planets, Derek Nance. He will be on the show next week, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's from Lexington. I got in touch with him. And
was he the guy that they showed the picture and his mouth is all red?
No.
No, that wasn't
him.
He's
a guy who was holding like meat in his hands. He's a nice looking guy. In fact, it's an interesting story. I promise you, you're going to want to listen to this guy. He's a follower of Arjunas. He knows knows about the show. And we'll have a good discussion with him next week. So. Then Ken Cunningham says, "Thanks for all the tips and advice. Really appreciate your show. Thank you for listening." Daniel, is that Muller or Mullock?
Mullock.
He says, "Hey, Carl, I wrote about SHR as part of my three favorite strength training podcasts on my German blog. I hope you guys like it. Get Fit Geek." And that's getfitgeek.eu.
But the only problem is it's written in German. I looked at it.
Is it? You check. Okay. There's a translation button that you can get.
Okay.
Jason Leloux asked, "Has anyone had a significant lack of podcast episode updates since iTunes and iOS 7 upgrade?" I don't think it's that. I think it's because I failed to update the shows since we got back from Las Vegas. If you saw, Elisa and I start in the morning, and we don't get done until it's time to go to bed. Between the TV show, the radio show, and everything that goes along with that, it's just amazing. The TV show has brought, with every single half-hour TV show we do, Elisa and I have to invest about 3 hours of actual work putting the shows together because everything has to run on a time scale. We have to have the graphics, the images and everything all laid out on top of what we already do for the radio show. And so I just fell down on the job. Elisa's like, "Did you post the Casual Friday show yet?" "No, I didn't." Then the next day she's like, "Did you post Casual Friday?" "No, I didn't post Casual Friday. I didn't post today's show either yet." So that was my fault. And it is updated now. And moving forward, it will be updated properly and promptly. And we got the Casual Friday's audio problem from last week fixed as well. So,
but it's going to be difficult to hear because it was so noisy.
So noisy. But you know what? It's fun. You can hear the clamor. It makes you feel like you're right there at the Olympia. So there you go. This next comment actually comes from a listener in Paris, named Jonathan Chevalier. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. He's 23 years old. He listens from Paris, France. He's been training since he's 17, and he wanted to share some information with me that happens to him. He's a huge fan of dairy, and for a very, very long time, he has been eating cottage cheese before bed, but recently he started to notice that he would wake up in the morning, no matter what he did, he would be exhausted, like almost like sedated, and when he cut the cottage cheese out, it went away. And he said, you know, what do you think it's from? And my opinion is, and I emailed him as well, is that we have to look at some of the research that's been done on different types of casein, beta casein, that there is one in particular, the A2, I believe it is, casein, that we know has almost drug-like effects on the people that use it. We've talked about this with Dr. Matt Andry. And so I recommended that he get, that he go and find raw unpasteurized milk, and he is going to try to find raw unpasteurized milk and make his own cottage cheese. And I have a funny feeling that that will solve a lot of his problems. So yes, I believe that there are dairy products out there that can make you feel almost sedated, according to the research that we are now understanding about the way the casein interacts with certain receptors in the brain. Let's see. The next one, comment question comes from, Brandon. Brandon says, I just finished listening to one of your shows on testosterone replacement therapy and have some questions if you could help give me some advice. I have abused steroids in the past when I was younger, between the age of 21 and 26, but now I'm 32. I've recently gotten my DHEA levels tested through saliva test. And my results show that I have low testosterone. And this may not have anything to do with what you did with your anabolic steroids, just for the record, okay? Because a lot of guys bounce back in their 20s from doing a few cycles here and there, and even long cycles. I mean, I know professional bodybuilders who are on for 10 years straight and then through proper PCT came back to somewhat normal levels. We don't know what their levels would have been before. But, you know, in that 600 nanogram range after 10 years of steroids. So he gives me all the reads from his lab work. And it shows that his estradiol isn't so bad. And his progesterone is a little high. He has pretty decent levels of melatonin, but his testosterone is on the lower side. And his DHEA is really, really low. He says he works out 5 to 6 days a week, and he loves CrossFit. He's a certified level one CrossFit coach. He hits heavy PRs with ollie lifting. My naturopath put me on a prescription DHEA at 25 milligrams a day for 2 months, and I had felt no different in the mood, energy, and recovery. I've also cut out caffeine totally. I have been taking ZMA and Tribulus before bed, and it has been helping with some things. My question is, judging from my DHA results, should I be on some TRT? And if so, do you have any suggestions? Okay, first of all, I really think that you need to invest in one of Joel Jameson's heart rate variability monitors and the app to see if you're overtrained, first of all. Because if you are overtrained, this is going to cause DHEA to crash and testosterone to crash as well. So that would be the first thing, to find out where you are and how hard and heavy you're training. And you may have to adjust your training accordingly once you find out that information. And yes, you may be a candidate for testosterone replacement therapy. But what I would do first is find an andrologist who will do a challenge test by injecting you with some gonadotropin-releasing hormones and see if you produce testosterone in the presence of these hormones, to determine whether or not it's your testes or your hypothalamus or your pineal gland that is not functioning properly before you move to TRT. Because it could be that you might be able to use something like HCG and coax your testosterone levels up again. But I would absolutely look at how hard you're training. And again, you don't have to guess anymore about overtraining. You can get yourself a heart rate variability monitor with app that will really allow you to dial in when you should be training hard and when you should be resting more. And that in and of itself may have a profound effect on your hormone levels. The other thing is whether or not you're eating enough fat in your diet. That's a big one. If you're not getting enough fat in your diet, you're not going to be producing the hormones that you need. And that includes cholesterol. So make sure that that's the case as well. And let me know what you find out. Want to read? What's the next one?
The next one is just an email that we got from Stu. We talked about Stu earlier. We saw him outside of the Olympia. He just said, "I was wondering how I can see the TV shows you spoke about. Will you be putting up a direct link to the shows on SHR website?" And I think we mentioned this earlier. The SHR TV website should be up next week.
Yeah, superhumantelevision.com is what it will be, and you'll be able to go there. And we'll also have a YouTube channel too to make it even easier for people to find us.
Yes.
So that will be up very shortly. Do we have anything else, Lisa?
I think that's it.
Okay, if we missed anything, I'm sorry. If we missed anything at all, please email me and let me know, and we will make sure that we get it up there next week. And I want to thank everybody who endured all of the technical difficulties this week because of my inability to dial back in what needed to be done here at the studio with audio. Everything is back to normal. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Bye.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, "We need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there. We need to bomb Merck," because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.